Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and privilege to present to you the President of American Farm Bureau Federation for a two-year term, Zippy Duval.
Retiring American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman made the announcement of a lifetime for a certain Georgia farmer. Zippy Duval was picked by the AFBF delegate body to be the organization's leader for the next 2 years, culminating a months-long campaign process of more than 55,000 miles traveling to 29 states. Duval, a cattle and poultry producer, was chosen from a field of four candidates, all seeking to replace Stallman in the first open election for AFBF president in 30 years. Shortly after being handed the gavel, Duval said he looks forward to a dialogue about strengthening his organization for the years to come.
We're going to talk about how we're going to make this organization that's already strong, stronger, and how we're going to build those relationships to solve problems for us in the days to come. We are American farmers and ranchers, the people that lead and feed and fuel the world. And I know you're proud of it, but it is a responsibility that comes to my shoulders that I'm going to carry each and every day, realizing the burdens that you're carrying on your shoulders.
Duval said campaigning was the greatest experience of his life, and it reaffirmed some of the things that he expected to see from the nation's farmers.
As I traveled the country, I heard a lot about regulation. My hands are tied. I'm having to fight the government that I love. I hear there's so many groups that are fighting us and talking bad about us. But what we do is just love our land and love our animals and love our family because we want to take care of all of those. I hear, what can you do to help with prices? What about trade? There's so many things on their minds out there, and they won't help to make sure that we find solutions.
One of the principal goals of Duval's campaign has been to build relationships in and around Washington to further the influence of agriculture.
I bring the ability to build relationships, and I will spend the next few months reaching across the street to all the policymakers, but I won't stop there. Agriculture has very few people involved in it, and we're going to reach our arms out to the other commodity groups, and we're going to start working together, and we're going to work with agribusiness people, and we're going to bring agriculture to one voice and with common goals. And I look forward to that opportunity to do that.
Scott Vanderwall from South Dakota was also elected to a position of leadership by AFBF delegates. He'll serve as the organization's vice president. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.